CBS presents this program in color.
Authentic enough to get a punch in the mouth.
Oh, charming. Thanks a lot.
How about Carla?
Another dog. May I ask what you're doing?
Just warming up my Nazi arm.
An important mission. This guy Becker's been in the underground a long time.
He's got enough information to get us all shot.
Right. London wants us to spring him before the Gestapo can work him over.
Yeah, if they get onto us, we'll be worked over.
Not scared, are you?
Plenty.
Yeah, I'm a natural car, and I'll fall that way.
All right, all clear outside the wire. Down periscope.
Question, sir. What happens if the Gestapo won't turn over Becker to us?
Back off. No shooting. We don't want the Germans to know we're trying to get Becker out.
Then they would tighten security.
Right. Kinch, what about the car?
I borrowed it from the motor pool. It's parked on the Hammelburg Road.
Okay, let's go. Now, remember, don't drive it any more than necessary.
Yes, sir.
Well, we hadn't planned on taking a trip, sir, but why not?
Because we're paying the crowd sergeant in the motor pool 10 cents a mile.
Authorization to remove Sir Christopher Becker. You may stand at ease, Schmeckertor. You're very captain, Duncan.
Well, this seems to be in order.
Of course it is. Have Sir Christopher brought our car at once?
No. I'm afraid that is impossible. I have instructions to release the prisoner Becker only on the written personal orders of Reichsführer Müller.
Are you aware of whose signature is on these orders?
Well, I read it. It is signed by Colonel Hogenmeyer, Section 3. Well, I can do nothing for you. Becker is a very special case. As a matter of fact, we are going to transfer him to the hotel in town for better security.
We cannot return to Berlin without him.
Perhaps I could help you if I called and explained the situation to your colonel. Well, now, what's the number?
You're going to call Colonel Hogenmeyer? He's going to call Colonel Hogenmeyer.
What's the matter?
The last man who called Colonel Hogenmeyer after hours is now a straw man somewhere in Russia.
Oh. Let us avoid that.
Yes, it is better if we return to Berlin and let our colonel call your Reichsführer Müller.
Good idea.
I always say, when in doubt, let the big boys fight it out amongst themselves. I always say that.
I really do.
Heil Hitler.
By the way, exactly who is this Colonel Hogenmeyer?
He wants to know who is Colonel Hogenmeyer.
This must be a new man.
Heiliger!
Just got this in from London, Colonel.
Thanks, Kitch.
Don't understand failure, Becker rescue. Orders or try again. Will not accept second failure.
How do you like that?
How about those guys?
We risked the forest. Wouldn't they get nasty?
What do they think? This is a Boy Scout jamboree? Don't they realize we're in a POW camp?
That's right. Yeah, I am sewing my fingers to the bone.
Yeah, well, don't sew them on my shirt.
It's not very fair of them in London. I mean, it's just not very fair.
Fair schmear. We have to get Becker out of there.
What happens if we fail again?
What can they do? Draft us?
Gentlemen!
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
What's the matter with him?
Sorry. Once I learn something, I learn it.
What's on your mind, Schultz, besides Apfelstrudel?
I have orders from Commandant Klink, our beloved commandant, if you will excuse the expression.
All right, what's on his mind?
There's a new general in command of the military district. Tomorrow he will be here for inspection.
I can hardly wait.
The orders for the prisoners are to clean up the barracks, clean up the compounds, and clean up yourselves.
Schultz, we're not here to stand inspection at every crowd general in the army, you know.
Yeah, the army was...
Wait a minute! What do you think how I feel about it? Do you think it is fun for me? I have to be on my feet all day long, and I carry much more than you do. This is not exactly whipped cream.
That's how it started.
Have your orders. No wonder we cannot win a war. All we do is inspect each other.
Don't forget, Schultz. Clean up the barracks. Clean up the barracks. Clean up yourself.
Colonel Franz, welcome to Starlock 13.
General Kumler, this is the camp commandant, Colonel Wilhelm Klink.
General Kumler, it is an honor and a privilege to have you here at Starlock 13. We welcome the opportunity to offer you our simple but sincere hospitality.
Put your cap on straight.
My cap on straight, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
In my command, only active combat officers may wear their caps at an angle.
Yes, sir, I agree with you completely. Only active combat officers.
Perhaps you would like a little refreshment, so if you'll kindly step this way, please.
General, what is it?
Are my eyes deceiving me? Oh, no, it couldn't be. That sergeant standing over there.
You mean Schultz?
It is! Hans!
Can it be? Ach, du lieber! Lieutenant Kumler!
Oh, my old comrade! Oh, how good to see you!
Oh, Lieutenant! Oh, you are a general!
Oh, yes, yes, and you are a sergeant. Well, Germany makes lots of mistakes.
No mistake. You were always a very bright boy.
We fought together in the First War, in the Ardennes and at Liège. I was just a young lieutenant. I didn't know anything at all. Schultz saved my life.
It was a pleasure, Herr General.
Charming.
Yes, charming.
Nice to see two old monsters get together.
And here we are, Hans, two German soldiers fighting another war.
Keeps us out of trouble.
Oh, you look well. But you've taken on a little weight.
You know how it is. I got older, but the Wiener Schnitzel gets younger.
What are you doing in this rat hole? Happy? Shall I arrange a little transfer, perhaps?
Danke, Herr General, but it's not such a bad rat hole.
Better than the Eastern Front, huh? Blink! Yes, sir. As you can see, I have a very great personal interest in Sergeant Schultz.
Oh, he's one of our very good men, sir.
From now on, he is your best man.
He's my best man. Yes.
I want regular reports of his progress sent to me in Berlin. He's to have every consideration within the limits of military discipline. Understood?
Understood, sir.
Good. Hans.
Well, that's a surprise.
Imagine a man like Kumler showing such affection for that big tub of lard.
Kumler is one of the most powerful generals we have. A personal favorite of the Führer himself.
Oh, I had no idea, sir.
Take my advice and do as he says, or that big tub of lard is going to be in command of this camp, and you're going to be known as Sergeant Klink.
Colonel Hogan, may I ask what's so funny?
That has a good sound to it. Sergeant Klink. I'm sorry, sir. Bad taste.
Herr Commandant, Sergeant Schultz reporting as ordered. Herr Commandant, I'm terribly sorry that the prisoners didn't make a better showing for General Kumler. I told them to clean up, but they wouldn't listen to me. Of course, it is my responsibility.
At ease, at ease, at ease. Relax.
You're not angry?
No, of course. We all have our bad days. Tell me, how are things going with you, Hans?
What's the matter?
I thought you called me Hans. I must have forgotten.
No, I did call you by your first name, just like our good friend, General Kamler.
Well,
you know what I mean. Here, Hans, sit down. Please. Now tell me, how are you getting along? Is there anything you need?
You are asking me if I need anything?
Yes. As your colonel, I am here to serve.
You feel all right?
Of course. You see, Schultz, I am one of those officers who recognizes that the army could not function without a sergeant like you.
It could?
Oh, no. But, of course, a sergeant functions best with an intelligent and humane commanding officer.
Who is that?
I like an Unteroffizier with a sense of humor. Schultz, what I'm trying to say is that you and I make a good team.
We do.
Yes, we do. And teamwork is... Teamwork is everything. Remember, we were the men that took Poland in 23 days.
I was at home with my wife.
It's just a figure of speech. As a matter of fact, I was in Berlin at that time myself. But in our spirit, we marched across Europe. Now, in the future, I think we should become even more of a team. So, from now on, if you have any problems, I want you to bring them to me.
Danke. This is...
Oh, Schultz, wait. Dismiss seems such a harsh word. Let us rather say... Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Schultz.
Would you care for a cigar? But you wouldn't slam the cover on my fingers like the last time.
I promise.
Attention! Chef! Oh, stop it! It's a good thing that your uniform was in order. Otherwise, I would have to report you. And believe me, I would do it if necessary. As you know, the army cannot function without sergeants like me. Of course, I try to be very humane. If you have any personal problems, please, tell them to me. Just on solid egg! Chin up!
All right, this is it. You know what to do.
Wickle in it.
We'll give it a good try, sir. I just hope those crowds up in the towers don't get the wind up and start shooting.
It'll be over before they know what happened.
Schultz is in the right spot. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, LeBeau, just a cigarette. I have no cigarettes for you. Leave me alone.
What's the matter with you? All I do is ask.
You're always asking for things.
I'll give you plenty of things, don't I?
I've had it with you and I've had it with this place. I can't stand it anymore. I don't care what they do to me. I'm going home now.
Take it easy, mon ami. Take it easy.
Get your hands off me. I've had it. Open the gates. I'm going home now.
No, Jesus.
Please let me go home. I want to go home. I can't stand it anymore here. Please,
they waltz together beautifully.
Please, you know, please let me go home. I can't stand it anymore.
If it hadn't been for Sergeant Schultz, who knows what might have happened. Thank you for stopping the prisoner.
He ran into me.
He's so modest.
How could he miss me?
You don't realize that you're a hero.
Me a hero? That's ridiculous.
Yes, I wouldn't go that far.
Of course you wouldn't. But if that man had reached the gates, your guards might have opened fire. Could have been panic among the prisoners.
Maybe I am a hero.
I want you to make an official report of this incident at once.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
Dismissed.
What happened to our feeders then?
I said dismissed.
I wasn't the hero very long.
Hogan,
In the future, would you let me deal with my own men in my own way?
Sorry, sir.
And I will not have you give Sergeant Schultz a false impression of his own importance.
You're absolutely right. Any commendation should come from General Kamler.
Yes, and in the future, I...
What has General Kamler to do with it?
Since she's going to hear about this, he'll want to reward his old buddy.
Over my head, I'm the commanding officer here. What's wrong with me?
Well, sir, I'm not exactly a psychiatrist, but I'd say...
General Kamler would never do a thing like that to me.
Yes, he would.
Why don't you beat the general to it and give the award yourself?
For stopping an escape? That's his job.
You're absolutely right. Forget it. And if General Kamler, as big as he is, the Fuhrer's personal favorite, thinks he can come to Stalag 13 and run this camp and dictate your actions, he's got another guest coming.
Exactly.
What's the reward?
A medal for heroism and a raise in grade.
A medal for heroism and a raise in grade.
Invite the general to come here to present the award himself.
Invite the general to come here and present the award himself.
With a nice party at the hotel in town.
With a nice party in the hotel in town? Oh, that's an excellent idea. I shall get in touch with Colonel Francis' aide at once. Oh, Hogan, I'm so glad I thought of it.
So am I.
How do you swing it, Colonel?
There's a shortage of everything in Germany today, including waiters. I go along because I'm responsible for you.
Very nice indeed.
All right, now listen. According to the underground, the Krauts are holding Becker in one of these rooms here.
And a place is lousy with guards.
Right. There's one here at the stairway, one patrolling the corridor upstairs here. Now, Kinch, you'll be outside here. As soon as we snatch Becker, get him started to the coast by the usual route.
Right, Colonel.
Carter, what about you?
Oh, smoke bombs are all set, and they're beauties. Now, you take your average basic smoke bomb.
All right, Carter. Fellas, let's make this the nicest party the Germans have ever had.
Oh, would you care for a drink, General?
I never use alcohol for anything but medicinal purposes.
Medicinal, yes.
I don't feel so good.
Feel better now, Schultz?
Oh, tastes terrible, but what do you expect from medicine?
Attention, please. May I have your attention, please? Gentlemen and ladies, we are here tonight for a very special ceremony. I have the great honor to present to you one of the leading military minds of the Third Reich. General Kamler.
Thank you. As the Colonel has indicated, we are gathered here for a very special purpose. To honor a man who has been my friend for more than 20 years. He served the fatherland in two wars, risking his life on more than one occasion. In fact, we are gathered here tonight to acknowledge his most recent act of heroism. At great personal risk, he stopped what could have been a mass escape of prisoners from Stalag 13.
The medal, please.
Sergeant Schultz.
Go ahead, Schultz.
Sergeant Hans Schultz, it is now my great privilege to award you the Iron Cross. Fourth grade. Oh, hey, Colonel, the lights.
I can't put your mouth on it. I can't put your mouth
on it. What happened? There's a fire over by the bridge.
Fire! Fire!
The whole place is going up.
The bridge's on fire, man. Put that out quickly and run, sorry. Fire over there.
There's a fire over by the bridge.
Water! Water!
Get the water carriers, quickly!
Put that
Somebody
get the fire bucket!
Hey! There's a terrible fire downstairs! The hotel is going up! It is terrible! The smoke!
Very nice indeed.
Thank you, sir. Practice.
Danke! Danke!
Danke! Danke! Danke!
Water! Water! Right now! Got some water! I said I want some water!
Thank you.
That's it! More water by the drapes!
I told you it'd be a nice party.
Now we're getting it. Good. Everything is under control.
Hold it, hold it.
At last,
it's food. About time.
Hey, Colonel! Our prisoner has been kidnapped by the underground.
The fire! It must have been a diversion.
Yes, a diversion, a diversion.
Brilliant deduction.
And where are the men from Starlock 13?
Gone! No one has ever escaped from Starlock 13.
Thank you, fool. This is all your fault. For holding these ceremonies in a public place and bringing prisoners of war here. You are relieved of your command for neglect of duty.
But I've done nothing, sir.
Exactly.
Colonel.
Oh, gun.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Joe! Don't shoot!
Who's shooting?
Too tough. We give up. We've never had a chance. Not with him around.
Captured the prisoners. Good work, Sergeant.
Yes, good work, Sergeant.
Never fear while Sergeant Schultz is here.
Hans, you really are a hero.
You know something? I'm beginning to believe it myself.
Yes, sir, Colonel, I understand.
Yes? What a pity. Thank you, sir. Yes, hi, Nathan.
Good news, Colonel?
Yes. Our friend General Kumla has been transferred to the Eastern Front.
Well, we all got to go sometime.
Gentlemen! Begin.
Feet are killing me.
Schultz, no.
What do you mean, no? They're my feet.
Valuable man like me should not be walking in post.
Sergeant Schultz, what exactly did you have in mind?
An office of my own where the man could report to me.
Schultz, please.
Stay out of this, Hogan. Sometimes you forget you're a prisoner.
And a colonel like me.
War is crazy.
How is your paperwork getting along? Any little problem I could help you with?
Schultz, your friend and protector General Kumla has been sent to the Eastern Front.
Sergeant Schultz reporting for duty, sir!
I did not order you to report.
Yes, sir!
Why didn't you tell me?
Sergeant Schultz, you're dismissed.
Schultz? You can always write to General Kammler. He's still a very big man in Berlin.
Yes, he's still a very big... Wait a minute, Schultz. Perhaps the word dismissed is a little harsh.
Sir, I understand. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.